I think what we just saw here makes us all the more familiar with and making it more real to us that Jesus came to earth. And he came to earth for one reason, for us. And while we enjoyed all the blessings of Christmas today, we still have to remember we're not there yet. The center white candle doesn't get lit till Saturday night. We're still in the fourth Sunday of Advent, preparing for the coming King. So if we can, let's try to get back into the preparatory mode. Now, I want you to imagine, if you're driving on a long trip, and your navigation system keeps talking to you, do you ever ignore that little box? You know, whether it's a Garmin, or whether it's built in, or whatever you might have. Or maybe it's in your, as I said, your in-dash navigation system. Sometimes it takes a delay. It's like, what are you waiting for? I know I'm supposed to turn, make a left-hand turn, but when? And then finally you get there and then say, make a left-hand turn, and you've just missed it, you know? It's frustrating. It's going to tell you what to do to get back on to your next quickest way for your destination. And you really could use a little help telling you what you need to do next. And if you will, that's what our co-navigators sitting next to us are for. But John the Baptist was navigator for Israel. He was trying to tell Israel what to do, when to do it, to get back on the track that God wanted them to be on. And they kept ignoring his message of repent. It was sort of like saying, recalculate. But they don't do that anymore. Do you notice any of the newer navigation systems? They don't say recalculating. They used to, but I think because too many of the systems had been shot by people with armed guns. Really ridiculous. But really, what the navigation, what John was telling them is, turn around. Turn away from your current behavior and get back on the right track that God wants you to be on. They didn't want to hear his redirection message. When it comes to warning messages, they don't come any clearer or stronger than Apostle Peter's message in 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 3 to 18. His redirecting message was more of, look out, than redirecting. He warns of scoffers who follow their own evil desires. He warns of destruction, but he gives us the message that we are to live holy and godly lives. 2 Peter 3:11. In other words, turn away from your unholy or ungodly behavior and follow biblical holy lives. So how do we do that? May I suggest to you that one way we can live godly lives is to be reading the Holy Bible every day. When Jesus spoke so that many would listen, but many would turn away too. Well, Jesus wants to speak to you today. But in order for you to hear him, we need to be reading his holy word, the Bible. He can speak to each one of us and direct our lives, guiding our steps and our behavior. Let Jesus, the word of God, and his written word be your navigation to keep you on course and remind you when you need to adjust your course, because your ultimate destination is not Douglas, Georgia, or somewhere in Coffee County. Your ultimate destination is in heaven with him. And that is truly holy navigation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.